We had for breakfast every morning, tea, a piece of goat cheese, homemade jelly and homemade bread and a hard-boiled egg. Now that was breakfast. For dinner we had all the vegetables that anybody else has, and stews and hashes, but always an enormous, it was really too big for women to hold, a bottle of homemade wine. I am convinced that Israel has the most glorious grapes in the world because of the wine, and because we often have a bunch for dessert. We have nothing but cheese for dessert. You know, no puddings, no pies, no anything like that. Although I'm sure you could have gotten them in the hotels. Now, we had invited a young man to go with us. Herschel had eats dinner often, and he knew that I wanted to go to Israel. So I just said one day at the table to Herschel, if Joe and her decide to go, you find out if you can get somebody to give you a phone instant and all that kind of stuff, and we'll go, you and me. I'll pay your way. You take care of me and I'll pay your way. So he phoned the next morning, did you really mean it? Yes, yes, yes. So at dinner time, I invited him down, and in front of Joe, I said, Herschel can go to Israel with me. Would you like to go? So of course she did. And that made it easier, because then we went into, what did we do? Because I always have to go to London to stay in the hotel over there to get that jet lag off. I learned that after the second trip. But we went into Vienna and stayed there. I think we stayed in Vienna 3 days. And then we went to Rome and then into Israel. And it was a very fine trip that we had. Just wonderful. We were in that part of Jerusalem behind the old wall. We came out of the Damascus Gate, like the things that you read in the Bible. That is what the only point that I would see to go. They have beautiful, beautiful young men, young women, all in uniform with guns, and they're having a good time on trucks and that kind of stuff, moving from one area to the next, but there wasn't anything that was unpleasant when we were there. They had already blown the top off of the mosque over there, and Wailing Wall was right at us, but it was roped off because the mosque and the Wailing Wall are the same wall. But this man had blown the top off, and they got him. And he was from Switzerland somewhere, a Swede in Switzerland, something like that. And everybody felt kind of easy because that trial was going on while we were there. But it didn't cause anything to us. And of course, too, we were right next door to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's supposed to be the church of churches in the wall in the whole wide world, if you can get into it. Hey, you.
Well, she raised me when it wasn't.